Good evening. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. I'm Rishika Barua. Charanjit Singh Channi will be sworn in as Punjab's first SC-ST Chief Minister at 11 a.m. tomorrow. He is the outgoing Technical Education Minister in the Amrinder Singh Cabinet, and he was one of those leaders who led the rebellion against the captain, accusing him of ignoring SCSTs in the cabinet and the bureaucracy, not once, but several times and very publicly. Now, let's just first listen in to what the Chief Minister-to-be has said.
ਕੱਲ 5 ਵਜੇ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਲੈਜਿਸਲੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ। ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਐਮਐਲਏ ਸਾਹਿਬਾਨ ਨੇ ਸਰਬਸੰਮਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਐਮਐਲਏ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕੱਲ 5 ਵਜੇ ਸਰਬਸੰਮਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਆ, ਉਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਗਵਰਨਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ। ਗਵਰਨਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ 11 ਵਜੇ ਸਹੁੰ ਚੱਕਣ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ 11 ਵਜੇ ਓਥ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਸੈਰਾਮਨੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਓਥ ਲੈਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ, ਸਾਡੇ ਲੀਡਰ ਸਾਹਿਬਾਨ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਬੋਧਨ ਕਰਨਗੇ। ਕੱਲ 11 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਰੋ। ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
Well, that was the Chief Minister designate, and standing right next to him as he gave that soundbite to the press outside the Governor's residence was, of course, Navjot Singh Sidhu. Now, the Congress Punjab in charge, Harish Rawat, in an exclusive interview to NDTV just a short while ago, said Channi has been picked with Sidhu's blessings.
Party ke andar jo raay hai, wo raay to isi ke charon taraf hai ki do up mukhyamantri banaye jaye.
Sidhu ji bhi saath the is nirnay mein?
Bilkul saath the. Unhi ke netritv to hum जो है क्लेम स्टेक करने के लिए गए। मैं बिल्कुल जाऊंगा, हमारी पार्टी के बहुत मान्य नेता है, आदरणीय नेता है, मैं उनके पास जाऊंगा। और मैं एक बात जानता हूं कि पंजाब और पंजाब कांग्रेस के इंटरेस्ट के लिए कैप्टन आगे आएंगे और सब साथ मिल करके काम करेंगे।
Now, Charanjit Channi may have been the consensus candidate in this case, but he has been chosen with a very clear eye on the SC-ST vote bank ahead of the elections. Now, this is a community that accounts for 32% of Punjab's population, actually more than 32% of Punjab's population. Listen in to Manpreet Badal, the outgoing Punjab finance minister, as he spelt it out.
Punjab mein waise bhi jo SC population hai, वो तमाम हिंदुस्तान से सबसे ज्यादा है, ऑलमोस्ट 33%। तो बीजेपी ने ये अपने मंशूर तो नहीं कहूंगा, पर उन्होंने इस बात का ऐलान किया था कि अगर बीजेपी की सरकार बनती है तो वो दलित को सीएम बनाएंगे। अकाली दल ने भी बीएसपी के साथ अलायंस किया है, तो मैं समझता हूँ कांग्रेस पार्टी ने वो जिसको पंजाबी में बोलते हैं, हिंदी में तो शायद नहीं बोलते, एक धोबी पलटा मारा इस फैसले नाल कि उन्होंने North India da pehla dalit CM banaya.
Well, before I introduce my guest tonight, I want to first go across to my colleague Mohammad Ghazali. He's been on the ground tracking the details of this story, well, not for hours, but actually for months. Ghazali, the Congress is eyeing the SCST vote bank. We just heard the outgoing finance minister spell it out, and all parties are really doing it. But the question is, does the new chief minister designate have the mass appeal to be able to lead the Congress into the 2022 election?
See, all doesn't depend upon the face of the leader, because at times people do vote for the party. Because in 2017, certainly Amrinder Singh made his way to the CM candidate. Even that was a rebel against the party high command, because back then in 2015-14, we had Mr. Pratap Singh Bajwa as a state president. So Amrinder Singh made his way through, and then he got Congress back to power in 2017 purely on his persona. But obviously, Mr. Channi is not a very popular leader or a mass leader. But certainly it will make a dent in the Dalit vote bank or the SC vote bank of every other party which is claiming to have a Dalit deputy chief minister or a Dalit chief minister when they come back to power. But Congress has certainly taken a bold move, because when every other party was making this poll claim that they will introduce a Dalit CM or a deputy CM, Congress has certainly shown it by appointing a Dalit CM. Now, but the story doesn't end here. Internal rivalry and a tough task ahead. the 18-point agenda based on which Mr. Amrinder Singh was replaced. Will this new chief minister be able to deliver all that before the poll code of conduct kicks in Punjab? And taking action against Badals, arresting the culprits of sacrilege issue, eradicating drugs was one of the major poll plank of Amrinder Singh back in 2016. And he had promised it to wipe out in 4 weeks. So will all that be delivered by the new chief minister under his leadership? That is the key point, because if that doesn't work, then replacing Amrinder Singh will not do any good for the Congress party in the long run.
Ghazali, before we let you go, very quickly, what's been the thinking behind appointing a Sidhu loyalist but stopping short of appointing Sidhu himself?
See, maybe the party didn't want to expose Sidhu's working style to the opposition parties. Because if you see, had Sidhu been appointed as CM, his working style, his functioning would have been under severe scrutiny by the opposition parties and may have been used to attack him in the next poll campaign. So maybe he's the, a best bet. They want only to use him before the 2022 okay. poll campaign as CM face. And as of now, a person who is well connected with the party high command, as well as Channi, is also in good books of Navjot Singh Sidhu. And right. It is certainly not possible that Mr. Channi would have been appointed without consent of Navjot Singh Sidhu.
Well, thanks very much, Ghazali, for tracking the details of that story for us. We'll, of course, keep coming back to you for more updates. Has this been a masterstroke as far as the Congress is concerned by appointing a Dalit face, an SCST face as their leader going into the 2022 election? Or will this stopgap chief minister just not be good enough ahead of the polls? We have a panel of experts joining us. We also have members of the Congress, BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party, all the stakeholders. Manisha Priyam, political analyst and researcher, is with us. Sanjay Kumar, sophologist and professor, CSDS. Harjot Bain, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. Hardeep Kingra, chief panelist, spokesperson of the Punjab Congress. And Manjeet Rai, leader of the BJP in Punjab. He's also been the former general secretary of Punjab. Thank you all very much for joining us. Manisha Priyam, to you first as an analyst, how do you look at this appointment? There was so much speculation. And while, of course, this was one of the names doing the rounds, it really wasn't one of the top names or, he wasn't really one of the front runners.
So I would say that I see this as an astute move by the Congress party in a state level political arena after a very long time. Yes, we've heard about the scheduled caste votes, but remember always that in Punjab, the issue, the drug menace issue that you'd heard about, was largely lapping up or getting the Dalit youth into its fold. Punjab has also had a situation where its farmers, largely belonging to the dominant caste, have been up in arms against the central government. So here was a situation where the ruling incumbent central party, the BJP, had no foothold in the state. Its former ally, the SAD, was bearing the anti-incumbency on behalf of the central leadership. But because the Congress was unable to handle factionalism on the ground, it was simply standing there to lose. We didn't know who the gainers would be. Now, I would say that with this move, the Congress party has responded not just to the anti-incumbency that could come from the SAD-BSP alliance, but also from the AAP that seems to be making quick gains and has the possibility of making inroads into the Congress's erstwhile vote bank. So one would see that this type of a move would also would be double-pronged. Number one, it is important in terms of looking at the important Dalit caste base in Punjab as a state, but also leaves the former Chief Minister Amrinder Singh with very few options. There was a belief that should the Congress do well, he might still come back with a part of the MLAs, and there might be the possibility of an alliance that could be open either between the SAD or the AAP. Hmm. So the Congress party at this point of time has made a good choice. Let's see in the days that come up to the polls whether it's able to uphold its strong political sense of judgment that it has exhibited at this moment.
Right.
Or should Sidhu make an overt statement that goes on the wrong side of the Congress party, many of these gains could stand to be washed out, and the gainers could be erstwhile allies of the BJP, the SAD alliance, or most notably the AAP party.
All right, Sanjay Kumar, you know, as someone who understands, you know, how the caste dynamics work, a 32% SCST population is clearly what all parties in Punjab are eyeing. The BJP said if they come to power, they'll have a Dalit chief minister. The Shiromani Akali Dal, in alliance with the BJP, has sent out a strong message. They've said they'll have a deputy chief minister. Aam Aadmi Party has said the same thing. Do you think this is then a masterstroke by the Congress and perhaps will, you know, will hold them in good stead? How do you look at this in terms of the caste calculation?
See, given the current situation in the state of Punjab and given the current situation of Congress in Punjab, I think this is the best bet Congress has. Amrinder Singh goes out. He had already submitted his resignation. The work before the party was to select a new chief minister. And now there were a lot of speculation whether party is going to appoint Sidhu as the chief minister or not. And if party is not inclined to appoint Sidhu as the chief minister, who could be the best bet? And I think going by those parameters, he is the best bet because all the parties are eyeing for the 32% Dalit vote. These are not ST-ST vote. These are Dalit vote. If I look at the historical perspective, last four or five elections, So the sixth Dalit vote, the Dalit Sikh vote have always been tilted towards Akali Dal, while the Hindu Dalits have always voted for Congress in a bigger numbers. So by appointing a Sikh Dalit as the chief minister, while Congress is able to maintain its hold over the Hindu Dalit vote, but it is an effort to make a dent in the Sikh Dalit vote who have been voting for Akalis in very large numbers in the last elections. Whether this strategy is going to succeed or not, time will tell us. We will get to know when elections take place. But I think, yes, this is the best bet or this is the master stroke Congress could have done.
But do you think in a certain sense the Akalis have consolidated their position as far as the Dalit vote is concerned by allying early on with the BSP, the Congress coming into the game a little too late? There are less than 6 months to go for the election.
The Akalis have tried to consolidate the Dalit vote, but sadly, or unfortunately, you can say this is not going to help the Akalis because BSP's vote share has declined drastically. There was a time when BSP used to get about 8 to 10% vote.
Okay.
But look at the last assembly election. BSP had only 1.5% vote. So BSP hardly has a presence. So hoping that an alliance with BSP is going to consolidate the Dalit vote in favor of Akalis,
right,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Let's also get in a word from Hardeep Kingra, spokesperson of the Punjab Congress. You've been with us through the course of the day, not confirming or denying anything. We know why now. But Mr. Kingra, you know, the big question really is, all right, I'm told that we have a Congress Party MLA joining us on the broadcast. I'm just going to go right across to him. Vijay Inder Singla is joining us. Thanks very much, Mr. Singla, for being with us. You know, many say this is a gamble. This is a gamble as far as the Congress is concerned. You've gone with a Dalit face, but you've not gone with a mass leader.
No, as far as we go for a Dalit face, I'm quite confident that there is a larger size of a Dalit community in the state of Punjab as well. And if you look at the figures also, that is, I think, to the tune of 31 to 33% of the Dalit population in the state of Punjab. And keeping that in mind, if the party high command has decided on Mr. Channi to be the chief minister, I think that will be a good decision as far as the state of Punjab is concerned.
Mr. Singla, you know, very quickly, I want to ask you, we've seen in the last elections, whether it's Punjab or elsewhere, that a mass leader, you know, with a good following is somebody who's, you know, held parties in good stead. We've seen it in Bengal most recently. Therefore, you know, the question, is this a gamble? And the second part of my question is, given the factionalism that the Congress has seen, you've clearly chosen a leader who is close to Navjot Singh Sidhu. Is that factionalism going to end?
See, I can only say that our party is a secular party and our party has always given due representation to all the communities. And as far as the voting pattern in the state of Punjab is concerned, everybody has always voted for the parties who could lead the state from the forefront as far as the issues of Punjab are concerned.
All right. So is Mr. Channi going to be your chief ministerial face in 2022?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you asked me one very simple question in which you said that party has today opted out for a leader who is not a mass leader. So I said that in the past also, our party has never gone by the regional balances or by the caste balances and always has given due representation to each and every caste, whether it was the government, our government at the national level or at the state level. So the same way I am saying that today if the party has decided to go for Mr. Channi, who is a Dalit face, who is a Dalit leader of our state, so I think people of Punjab would understand, as you also know, that other political parties in the state of Punjab had always been luring the Dalit community to say that they will be giving some kind of an opportunity to these people in the time.
But you aren't committing to the fact that the person you appointed as chief minister, the consensus candidate, so to speak, is going to be the person who's going to lead your party into the 2022 election, is going to be the chief ministerial face.
No, I didn't say that, but I'm just saying that is not my prerogative to answer, but that is the All India Congress Committee leadership to answer whether who is going to lead the party into the next phase of elections when we go into elections. But as far as today, when there was a leadership change in the state of Punjab, and I think at that point of time, Mr. Channi has been appointed to the senior Dalit leader of our state, who has been a cabinet minister with me, my colleague.
Okay.
And I think he's going to do a good job in keeping all the caste combinations intact. And he's going to, while we are going for elections, he's going to do a good job.
Vijayinder Singh Singla, thanks very much for speaking with the NDTV and MLA there of the Congress, also a minister in the outgoing cabinet, speaking to NDTV about the appointment of Mr. Channi. Let me come back to you, Mr. Kingra, at the moment. You know, a question that Mr. Singla very conveniently didn't answer at the moment. Is Mr. Channi a stopgap chief minister, or is he going to be your party's chief ministerial face going into 2022?
Rishika, let me make it very clear that you call it a master stroke or you call it a stroke. Congress is habitual and they have done such strokes earlier as well in the state of Maharashtra for the vice president, for the president of India and many other states. So Congress is not the first time that they have done it. So I must congratulate the high command of the Congress for taking such a decision. I was the chairman for the National Scheduled Caste Finance and Development Corporation for 3 years in government of India. I know where Punjab stands because other parties were making promises. So we don't make promises, we act. And we have acted in the past and we have acted presently also.
Manjeet Rai, let me bring you in here. It's very interesting. It's very important what you say. You said that you've acted, and let me ask Manjeet Rai about that. You know, the BJP challenged the Congress, a couple of months ago that you should... Or if you do, why don't you appoint a Dalit as a chief minister? Why don't you have a Dalit chief ministerial face? Something that the Congress has taken very seriously and acted upon.
Hey, we are, that is quite right. We have said that our CM face will be the...
But you didn't just say your CM face. You also challenged the Congress.
We already have given the birth to the Som Prakash as well as to the Vijay Sampla as a... the chairperson of the Scheduled Caste Commission, SC Commission, and first person of the nation, Sri Ramnath Kovind, he is also the Dalit person. Or how can we say that we are going to the first time announce the Dalit Chera for the CMship? This is not proper. We already given the birth to the
Som Prakash. You said you'll have a Dalit chief minister. You challenged the Congress to do the same. They've done it.
No, they have not done it. They did as per this script write down by some person they have committed, Mr. Captain Amrinder Singh has committed to the farmers to give the loan. He has committed to the young people to Ghar Naukri. Our captain committed to the other people. We have given the second 51,000 to the families and to unemployed youth 2,500.
So you're saying what happens to the promises
so
made?
They did not do the promises. That's why they are doing this drama.
Okay. Harjot Bains, you wanted to come in.
Yeah, Rishika ji, first of all, I would like to congratulate Charanjit Channi for becoming the chief minister. We happen to hail from the same district. But sadly for Congress, the ground reality is totally different. Congress has lost the trust of people of Punjab. And the reason is that they have totally failed the people of Punjab. They have been unable to fulfill even a single promise which they made in the 2017 election. And it is the same Congress which today is hailing a Dalit CM. But few months back, the Dalit students were on streets demanding their scholarship. And it was the Aam Aadmi Party who gave a 10-day long dharna, and then their scholarship was released. You know, will those students forget this? Will the farmers of Punjab forget this? Will the youth of Punjab forget it, that they were made promises of smartphone, they were made promises of, you know, employment or 2,500 rupees per month? You know, contractual employees are sitting
on Congress,
streets.
But Congress supporters will say that's exactly why they changed the chief minister.
Very good. It's very good. With 100 days left, you know, it will. It is not the same India which was happened to be four decades back. It's a new India. It's a new Punjab. Okay. People will teach them a lesson. And a bigger question. Wait a minute. And a bigger question to Congress is, can they ensure that with the 100 days left, there will be no infighting amongst them? I can assure you, within few days, you will see the same drama coming again.
Manisha Priyam, you know, that's the other question. Does it end with the appointment, with the swearing-in ceremony of Charanjit Singh Channi tomorrow at 11 a.m.? Or, you know, as many of my colleagues have been saying through the course of the day, picture abhi baki hai.
Hey, picture abhi baki hai, Rishika, because as I was listening to the eminent personalities from the three eminent political parties, one thing that I remembered was that Dalit politics in Punjab has matured to a level where in 2012-13, we were looking at atta, dal, doles by an eminent former chief minister. And that was a central party that is in power today. Its former ally was doing this. At that point of time, Navjot Singh Sidhu was batting on their side. Now, this time around, when the Aam Aadmi Party has seen that the possible inclination of the Congress party could be towards Navjot Singh Sidhu, the first thing they've done is started talking about him, who is a possible chief ministerial candidate of the Congress party. So you can see already a tri-cornered contest on the ground. You can see also that the new incumbent, the Aam Aadmi Party, has tried very much to corner Navjot Singh Sidhu before these changes could be made by the Congress party. You can also see Captain Amrinder Singh batting and opening a fourth front.
Yes.
But for the moment, I will say that it is clearly now for the subaltern, for the underprivileged classes, for the youth. I think this election is going to be highly issue poised, and the issue of faces will take a back seat for the first time in the Punjab election.
You're saying the issue of faces will take a back seat. That's very interesting. That's very, very interesting. Sanjay Kumar, I'll give you the last word. Because given the fact that it's very clearly emerging so far as a three-cornered contest with, you know, Captain Amrinder Singh keeping his cards very close to his chest so far, who then has the edge when it comes to wooing that 32% vote base?
So if I go by the historical record, if I look at the survey data conducted by CSDS, Dalits have largely voted for the Congress party. As I said, the Dalit Sikhs have voted in favor of Akalis. But overall, if I look at the Dalit vote, Congress has an advantage. So I think whatever other parties try to do, Akali Dal and Aam Aadmi Party, Dalits are going to vote for Congress in a much bigger number compared to other parties.
So you're saying that the Congress has the edge with this new chief ministerial candidate?
I am saying Congress has an edge among the Dalit vote with this new chief minister. It's very difficult to say at this moment whether only with the Dalit vote Congress will have an edge finally in the election or not. It doesn't seem to be. I'm not very confident whether Congress will have an edge or not, because the Congress House is divided. It's very clear the House is divided at the moment, and I don't think that the House is going to be united when the election
comes. Can Captain Amrinder Singh play spoiler when it comes to altering that equation?
Certainly, if you want to play the role of the spoiler, he's going to play a role of a very big spoiler for the Congress.
Okay. Well, I think that's a very, very interesting analysis, and I thank you all very much for being with us on this edition of Left, Right and Center, because I think we've all analyzed that this drama over the last 48 hours hasn't augured well for the Congress. But what does the appointment of a Dalit face as Chief Minister designate ahead of the 2022 election mean for the Congress party? Definitely has an edge, but like Sanjay said, Captain Amrinder Singh has the ability to play spoiler to those plans. We're going to leave it at that. Whether it's a masterstroke or just a very big gamble, that's something time will only tell. That's all the time we have on this edition of Left, Right and Centre. Thanks so much for watching. Up next, Sarah Jacob with We the People. Stay with us.